el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, hello. Here we are again, happily sharing this program with you. How are you guys?
Good. And you?
Well, very excited because we are in week 11, and I know you've been working very hard and following me through all the previous programs. Keep up with the good work. It pays off.
Today's topic is about describing where objects, people, and animals are. Let's listen to two people from Canada describing what they see as they walk downtown San Jose.
Camille and Sean are visiting Costa Rica for the very first time, and they are downtown San Jose. They're walking from the Merced Park straight ahead to the Popular Bank. Look, look, Sean, something happened there.
Where? Where?
There, look at all those people.
Yes, there are lots of people. Let's go see.
Oh, it's a park. John goes into the group and starts to talk with a person in the park using the little Spanish he knows.
¿Qué pasa aquí?
Nada. Este es el punto de reunión de los nicaragüenses que viven en Costa Rica. Aquí vemos un poco de la cultura y las comidas de Nicaragua.
Oh, gracias.
What is it?
There is a Nicaraguan culture gathering. There is food from Nicaragua. There is Nicaraguan clothing. And there are typical Nicaraguan words and sayings.
Is there any typical music?
No, there isn't. I hear no music.
Camille and Sean continue walking straight ahead. Look, Sean, there is a church. It seems like a Catholic one.
That's for sure. There is the monument to Juan Pablo II.
Check to your left. There is a park.
Yes, it is small compared to ours in Vancouver. There is a Burger King restaurant in front of the park. Can you see it?
Yes. Aren't you hungry? Can we have something to eat?
If you want to. Let's go.
As soon as the light turns red, we cross the 2nd Avenue and go.
Sounds good to me.
Sentences with there is are created in the following way.
There is plus a and the plus a singular noun plus the rest of the sentence. Example.
A, there is a pen on my desk.
B, there is an eagle on the U.S. coin.
C, there is the person you like to work with.
Like on page 172 reading, we have more examples.
1, there is a house on the farm.
2, there is a goat on the farm.
3, there is a horse on the farm.
Now, complete the exercises with there is on page 172.
Let's continue with the lesson.
There are is used with plural nouns.
Writing sentences with there are is similar to writing them with there is. For example,
write there are plus some, many, plus plural words, plus the rest of the sentence.
Example. there are 10 students in the English class.
There are many books in the library.
There are some teachers in the classroom. Is there a car in your house?
No, there isn't. But there is one in my brother's house.
Are there some books for us?
Yes, there are.
In the previous conversation, we heard two questions. One with, is there, and one with, are there.
Is there is used to ask for singular nouns. Like, is there a pencil on my desk?
Or, is there an internet connection here?
The questions can have different answers. An affirmative one, short.
Yes, there is.
Or an affirmative long or echo answer, such as.
Yes, there is one in my backpack.
But answers can also be in negative form. For example.
No, there isn't. Sure, or.
No, there isn't an internet connection here.
Well, students, remember that there is, there are used to describe if there is an object, animal, or person in the place we're looking at. And we can also ask questions and give answers. Complete the exercises in week 11 and see you in the next program.
Goodbye.
So long, Mr. Perry.
So long, Ms. Moore.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.